Aircheckdownloads.com.
London's number one
hit music station.
Now, London's hit music continues.
95.8 Capital FM, London.
Okay, cheers to Clive. Good morning. Hello, this is James Cannon. Right, four songs, 4 a.m. foreplay, the easiest one we've ever done. Give us a call.
Oh, a perfect day.
Capital's 12 Stars of Christmas is here. For Destiny's Child
on 95.8 Capital FM.
Hi, it's Madonna on Capital.
This is Gabrielle here on Capital FM.
You could win merchandise and generally cool stuff from your favourite artist. 95.8 Capital FM. 95.8 Capital FM.
London. It's Club 7, Band-Aid, various artists, and the all-star lineup. Our 4 a.m. foreplay, there is a connection. Do you know what it is?
This is Capital with James Cannon.
You can drop me an email at capitalfm.com or give us a call here in the studio, 08700 700 958. It's easy. It's got to be the easiest one we've ever done. Give us a bell.
This is 95.8
Capital FM,
London.
They've got everything to fight for.
95.8 Capital FM with James Cannon.
25 minutes past four. It's Capital's early breakfast show. Chris Tarrant is here, 6 o'clock today, and our four songs in our 4 a.m. foreplay, all-star lineup, various artists, Band-Aid, S Club 7, the easiest one I think we've ever done. Oh, come on, you know the answer, please.
The answer, all four of them.
Yeah.
All the proceeds went to charity.
They're all song records done for charity.
I think it's all due to charity.
100% correct. All charity songs. Well done to Brad at One in the Oven, which is a baker's in Raynham. Also to Maureen in Camberwell, Roy Fawcett in Reading, Hazel and Steve Charge. All correct tonight. Capital FM London.
London's hit music.
From London's number one
hit music
station.
95.8 Capital FM.
Alicia Keys, 95.8 Capital FM, home of the 12 Stars of Christmas. Today, U2 is where the spotlight falls. Chris Tarrant is on air from 6 o'clock today. Now, if you're just heading off to bed, maybe after a Christmas party, we bolted the door on the studio here after ours last night. But if you are and you want a song from our chiller cabinet, give us a call right now. 08700 700 958. If you're heading off to bed, get a song on for you. 23 to 5, Capital's early breakfast. It's Thursday morning.
Let me blow your mind.
Eva Gwen Stefani, Let Me Blow Your Mind. It's 95.8, Capital FM. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. This is James Cannon. Chris Tarrant here, 6 o'clock today, our 12 Stars of Christmas, U2 today. Our showbiz stories, we're going to be looking at Joan Collins' fifth marriage. She's going to get married to Percy Gibson, who's 32 years younger than her, 68 years. Apparently he's a Latin American man and is very persuasive, so says Joan. I really wonder what he's persuaded her to do. Maybe it's just me. Blue, who somehow I think will feature in this year's Total Request Hall of Fame. We're after your three favourite songs at capitalfm.com. We're going to run down London's favourite 500, the Total Request Hall of Fame. It's going to be running between Christmas and New Year right here. It's Capital FM London. Right, one from our chiller cabinet. It's going out for Del and Maria, heading back from a Christmas party on the way to Ilford. This is for you. It's Massive Attack at Capital. One from our chiller cabinet, 95.8 Capital FM. This is James Cannon. If you want to drop us an email, capitalfm.com. Right about this time, we can play your Smoocho song. Right, Chris Tarrant is here in an hour's time. On the way, scientists reckon they've discovered Britain's funniest joke. More of that.
This is 95.8 Capital FM, London.
Checking out the way it is at 5. Here's Zora.
8 suspected terrorists are still being quizzed. London's weather, sunny spells, highs at 6. That's the way it is at 5 o'clock. I'm Zora Suleiman.
The word camp comes into mind, doesn't it, with that? So you know that apparently the Canadians are the least likely of all nationalities to find jokes funny.
Not the Germans.
No, the Canadians. But apparently the Canadians do like this one. What do you call a woman who can balance 4 pints of beer on her head?
I don't know.
Beatrix.
Oh.
Just a minute.
minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
London's hit music. From London's number one.
Hit music station. 95.8 Capital FM.
Go on, those Canadians. Great song, R.E.M., Everybody Hurts, 95.8, Capital FM, it's 10 past five. Albert, hello.
Oh, good morning. What's the competition today, please?
12 Stars of Christmas continues. Chris Tarrant is your man. From 6 o'clock today, it's your chance to win. CT here with U2 staff. You can win tickets to see him. I think it's the only time of year that we play anyone on this station called Darlene.
This is Capital with James Cannon.
Darlene Love, Winter Wonderland, Mary J. Blige, new song Dance For Me, R.E.M. and Mystique. Starting us off for hour two of Capital's early breakfast show. The time is 5:15. Chris Tarrant is here, 6 o'clock today. 12 Stars of Christmas with U2. Chance to win a DVD player, exclusive DVDs and other fantastic merchandise. 12 Stars of Christmas continues with CT from 6 o'clock today. We'll update traffic for you very soon. More on this Britain's funniest joke. Apparently, scientists have spent quite a bit of a time on this, and money as well, in a Laugh Lab experiment. This is the British being tested on what jokes they found funny. Almost half voted for a joke about Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson on a camping trip. And this is the joke that Britain found funny. And it's a worry, I have to be honest for you, but Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson go camping and pitch their tent under the stars. During the night, Holmes wakes his companion and says, Watson, look up at the stars and tell me what you deduce. Watson says, I see millions of stars and even a few of those have planets. Is it quite likely that some planets are like Earth and maybe there might be another Earth out there or there may also be life? Holmes replies, Watson, you idiot, somebody stole our tent. You can almost hear the tumbleweed rolling through London, can't you? Apparently, that was the funniest joke. The Germans rated more jokes very funny than anyone else, but there was a bit of a difference between the type of jokes that men found funny and women. Men found jokes which include aggression, putting women down, and sexual innuendo. An example of a male joke is thus, how it's written in front of me. A guy walked into a psychiatrist's office wearing only cling film underpants. The psychiatrist said, well, I can clearly see you're nuts.
This is 95.8 Capital FM.
95.8 Capital FM. Aircheckdownloads.com.